Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes. Let's love.
Josh, will you be my guarantor? This is a huge thing to ask someone.
I don't even know your middle name, girl.
I just want to say.
She's expecting him to be literally her like new 90-day sponsor.
Like, this is someone you are saying, it's one thing to fuck somebody, but to establish financial responsibility with?
Yes. If anybody should do that for her, it's Mike.
Agreed.
We need to turn on Timey 2.
Timey 2, who we are naming currently.
We are.
There's come some name good, Timey number 2.
There's some good suggestions. I like. They made me laugh.
We're going to read some of them.
This is a single life, everybody. We are bundled up and chilled and cold in Los Angeles, and you on the East Coast are saying, yeah, fuck you, and the fucking SoCal weather
relative.
You wrote in on.
It's all relative.
It's It is 60 degrees here.
It's colder than that.
And it's
55.
It gets down to 40 at night. And again, y'all are rolling your eyes, but I don't have central heat and air.
I haven't turned on my heat.
He's refusing to.
In solidarity with you, actually.
Uh-huh. Yeah. No, it's because he's cheap and he doesn't want to pay the heat bill.
That's not it.
And he doesn't want it to dry out his skin. So y'all,
I'm doing it for the principal.
He looks like he's like one of those kids from the fucking Christmas Story in his own house going outside.
It's very cold. It's very, very cold. I can do it. I can make it through.
It's going to get colder because we're getting another atmospheric river.
I don't like it.
Anyway.
I apologize for hearing two entitled fags complaining about cold in Los Angeles while you're dealing with some type of, you're digging yourself out of a blizzard or whatever. I'm sorry that you're having to hear that.
Not good. It's not good.
It's sunny, though.
It is sunny, yeah. It's beautiful.
We had wind and my allergies are a mess, though.
Same. No one cares. Who gives a shit?
No one gives a fuck about any of this.
This is a single life season 4, episode 2.
Tyrae's first date.
Did we run out of...
That was a disaster.
It was a disaster. Did we run out of inventive names for them, for the episode?
I don't think this franchise ever really was smart about names.
It's
Maybe I'm wrong.
Still great.
A couple of Do we have any announcements?
Well, we did. We talked about Timee. We already talked about that. We can talk about it now or later. But we both watched the Golden Globes last night.
Let's talk about, like, if you don't follow us on Instagram, y'all, please venture. I'm wearing a very svelte hat that Maddie got me in Vienna.
I did. Yeah. It's pretty
pillbox bow hat.
Debbie said it looked like a painting.
Oh.
Did you not see her? Debbie said, she was like, oh my, it looks like a painting.
Oh, I feel honored.
Are very picturesque. You could be a painter's model.
Who says I haven't been?
You know, don't make me regret giving you a compliment. Anyway. Ugh. She enjoyed it. Maybe you could model for
what
Debbie.
I've done for a Twinkie and a bus pass.
That's true. God, I love a Twinkie.
Let me just check.
That's pretty much it. We've got, let's see.
I was going to say go to our Instagram and you can submit your name suggestion for Timee number 2, because our old Timee went the way of the dodo, and yes. She's, thank you for your service. She's worked her ass off.
If you haven't seen my reactions of Saltburn, it's viral.
Is it?
No, but last time I checked, Caitlin was like 25,000 people have watched that video.
I still think as so many of the sissies said, yeah, it didn't really scandalize me. I don't know what it is.
It's kind of half and half. Yeah. A lot of them said, oh, I went and watched that because of you. So I'm sorry. I didn't realize it was going to make y'all watch.
I loved the movie.
Anyway, but if you can check that out on our Instagram and our TikTok. So there you go.
Also, y'all, if you haven't found it yet, our Salt Wives, Real Housewives of Salt Lake City episode, or our kind of bi-curious that we, it was an emergency bi-curious. Of that dropped on Friday.
Yes.
Of this past week.
On the $5 bi-curious feed.
Yes. So if you want to hear that, we were profuse in our accolades to that episode.
Oh, we were going through it with you, y'all. We were all going through it.
I was in a state.
We're very excited for the reunion. I guess the reunion first one comes on tomorrow, right? I think so.
Yeah.
Oh, very excited.
Also, can we talk about the Golden Globes now?
We just had
the Golden Globes.
Let's just do it.
What a disaster.
Joe Coy's feeling good today, I bet.
Okay.
I like Joe Coy too. I've seen his comedy, and it did not land.
I kind of got where he was going, but this is not the room. This is not the room. This is a corny room and also they're not that drunk, since you can't get shit faced at the Golden Globes anymore. You need to play it safe.
Why can't they get shit faced anymore?
Because. Where have you been?
But did somebody get in trouble?
The Hollywood Foreign Press literally was investigated
for all that shit.
And so they had to clean up their act.
Oh, which meant celebrities can't get drunk?
They can, but it was also the very beginning of the evening.
It was the beginning of the evening.
And it just was...
The whole production was off.
Wasn't the lighting some of the worst you've ever seen?
It was weird lighting. And also, like, you couldn't hear the audience laugh at his jokes or not, or they just weren't laughing. Also,
it was a weird room.
The transitions between, like, when they would introduce the nominees and then saying the nominees are, there'd be this weird, like, 30-second pause. It was not a tight show.
The way they laid out the room, and maybe it's always been this way, but I didn't realize it. It took them forever
to get
up there.
Beef was in the back, and they took forever to get up there.
And they knew, I think I would take the nominees and put them close. Maybe they're thinking because they want to see the really famous people.
Yes, they put all of them up front. I really, more than Joe Coy, I blame the direction and producing. I think it was a poorly produced and directed show.
Yeah, I could see that. I just think, like, I've heard of him through Chelsea Handler, but...
I watched one of his specials years ago before her.
Boy.
He was funny.
It's just like,
Actually, I felt like his comedy, it didn't have either be corny or be Ricky Gervais and have teeth and like make people. Well, there was none of that.
The thing about Ricky Gervais is he gets off on it's how dry it is, mm-hmm. and he doesn't give a fuck whether people laugh or not.
Yeah.
Joe Coy was almost asking for laughs.
Yeah, it just felt...
He was predicting... Yeah. He was expecting a normal sitcom or normal stand-up comedy audience.
Yes.
Because I don't think he's ever been a host before, right?
No, it's... And it's... Honestly, it's a really hard thing what he was doing.
It's a very hard thing,
and I cut him some slack
but
in that.
But he was one of the worst I've ever seen.
But it was not great. No. No. But again, from the production... Also, the bits of the comedians went on too long.
Yeah.
I love Kristen Wiig and Will Ferrell.
Oh, I thought that was hysterical.
But why do they need a 3-minute bit, and then when someone wins, they only get 20 seconds to do an acceptance speech?
That is so true.
That's the way everything was. There were some other, like, Simu Liu and...
Simu Liu.
Simu Liu and...
Simu!
Sorry. Simu and... I blanked.
Issa Rae.
Yes. Theirs was hilarious, but it was long. And I was like, why are these bits are written so long and not to the point?
Well, it's because those are what people would remember. And that's a shame.
It was not produced well. But Swifties don't come for Joe Coy. It's a hard thing that he's doing. He made a Taylor joke. It wasn't even that mean of a joke.
I don't know if you need to defend him. I
no, just, I'm just saying a lot of Swifties are like coming at him online.
Yeah.
Just because he made a joke about media. He didn't even really make it about Taylor.
I think they're all a little hot buttoned with her because so many people come for her. I think he was an idiot for doing it. I don't know. I thought what I hated, and this is why I can't give him slack. Let me tell you why. He threw his writers under the bus.
Oh, he did do that at one point.
I can't give him any slack
for
that.
He did when he said the jokes I wrote.
I'm not going to defend him a single bit.
Yeah, that was shitty. I forgot about that.
I'm not giving him any slack.
Chelsea lately was quiet today on Instagram, I bet.
Chelsea Handler.
That's what I said.
They're not together anymore.
I know. Yeah, they broke up a while ago.
No, any sympathy that I had was gone.
I agree. That was shitty. When he said that, I was like, ugh, don't do that.
Awful.
Anyway. Barbie only won one thing, and it was stupid award. Or that cinematic weird award.
I don't know if Barbie is an awards movie.
I think it should be, but because and the only chance it has was Golden Globes, but because everybody has to put on a fake nose or fucking die, and it has to be so dramatic. It's a irk on that.
Who has to die?
Comedy is not held. Which I think comedy is harder than drama, but drama is all what gets celebrated.
Yeah, I think, sweetie, I think that's award shows in general.
No, that's award shows in general. Just you kind of hope one day, is there ever going to be one film that, you know, made $1 billion that people would recognize its validity on an artistic level as much as Oppenheimer, which I haven't seen. I'm sure it's a great film. Christopher Nolan, I'm glad he won. He deserved to win. He's fantastic.
Yeah. I actually have not seen it either, and I need to rent it.
I don't want to hide in a corner right now with everything that's going on in the world. I just don't feel like watching it. But I'm sure it's a wonderful movie.
Do you think it's depressing?
With everything that's going on with the world, I don't really want to think about nuclear bombs.
Fair?
Fair?
But I think the movie is much more about people than that.
Yeah, I'm sure. So, and the performances, I'm sure, are great.
Oh, they say it's that Emily Blunt is spectacular.
Yeah.
And everybody else who... I was planning to go see it, and then I had plans change that day.
Drake said he could come over, and you canceled your movie ticket. Instead of Oppenheimer, you had Buttonheimer.
I got a bomb regardless.
It smelled like baby powder afterwards, too, probably.
Wow. That's the first gay sex Oppenheimer Adam Bomb joke. Let's move on. I'm uncomfortable. I was happy with a lot of the wins. I don't know. I
was happy with a lot of the wins. I was happy that Lily from Killers of the Flower Moon won.
I have not seen it yet.
That I was going to, well, I didn't have a hookup. I was actually going to go see that movie as well in Oklahoma, and then plans changed and we didn't see it. So, and now I think you can watch it on Netflix.
Yeah.
I'll watch it. That, and I got to watch May, December, which you've seen that.
I loved it!
I did too. So.
I wonder what you'll say. I wonder if you will actually like it.
I think I will. I like stuff that everything he's done with her before. Not everything. I haven't seen all their movies.
Yeah,
but
it's a different kind of Todd.
Julianne Moore's
movie.
My favorite actor. So
no. She's one of my favorites. You can't have
no,
her.
No, I already had her. No, she's my favorite. Yours is Cate Blanchett. Mine is Julianne Moore.
I don't know if you've been seeing all the Julianne Moore
I've
movies.
I've seen enough. I love her.
Sure.
Loved her since Remains of the Day or whatever
that's
movie.
That's Emma Thompson.
Not that movie. The one where, I don't want to spoil it in case you haven't seen it.
I bet you've seen 4 Julianne Moore movies.
No!
Magnolia?
Yes.
You haven't seen Magnolia.
Yeah, I saw Magnolia.
What happens in it?
Frogs fall down from the sky.
More.
Tom
Tell
Cruise
me more.
Has a very moving scene with Jason Robards at the end, which made me cry.
Okay, someone dragged you to that movie because there's
no way
I
wanted
you would
to see that movie because Julianne Moore is my favorite actor.
Okay. I just can't see you watching a P.T. Anderson movie.
I loved that movie. I loved Magnolia.
Okay.
I did. The scene where Julianne Moore's in the
I agree.
In the barber or the convenience store just needing her dolls.
All right. I was mistaken. Any looks that you hated or liked?
I did love Issa Rae's gold dress. I love that dress.
You know, I went back and forth because I wondered, the pattern bothered me.
Oh, I liked it.
I liked the dress. I kept thinking, do I like that or do I not like it?
I liked it. I also thought... everybody, I know I've been saying I like the show, but then I saw it, like, everybody from Abbott Elementary, like, the guys were both wearing striped, like, these kind of striped,
yeah,
kind of Dick Tracy tuxedos with overblown shoulders and baggy pants. Yeah. They look cute.
But they weren't presenting, so I never saw them.
No, but there was a people's best
of. Oh, yeah.
What did you like?
I liked... What was the who wore the white dress with the very textured? I liked Natalie Portman. I loved the pattern.
Oh, she looked beautiful. Yeah. Oh, and Margot Robbie as Superstar Barbie was fantastic.
I think I liked Natalie Portman a lot. I of course hated Billie Eilish because it looked like Tweedledee Tweedledum.
I liked her speech.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, there was some, you know. I couldn't figure out if I liked America Ferrera's dress.
Don't remember it.
It was the one with little beading and...
Totally can't remember it.
Really?
Must have been
she was there. Well, it was kind of silver, and it had little clusters of... I couldn't tell if they were too big or not.
Mm, I missed it.
Riveting. Sounds like you paid attention well.
I just don't remember her dress at all.
I'm trying to think who was wearing the white... Now that I think about it,
I don't know.
I can tell you one thing. That French woman for Anatomy for a Fall did not think she was going to win.
She did not.
That top and those pants. And she kept setting that award down on the floor. It bothered me. It
bothered a lot of people.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I've seen the comments. It bothered all the gays.
Yeah, we're like, she put that award on the floor.
I know. My brother called me. He's like, I got to go. Robert Downey Jr. is talking. This is my Super Bowl. Bye.
Yeah. I bet that French table wasn't very fun.
No. Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
That top, I kept thinking about that top and what was on it and like how it really didn't fit her.
Oh, and Charles Melton looked good, though, with that earring. Ooh.
He did look good.
Fuck.
What did you think of Barry? People keep saying Keoghan. I thought it was Keegan. Like, there are so many letters.
He looked great.
I loved that look.
Yeah, he looked great.
With all the pearls. Mm-hmm. It was a little much for me, but I kind of loved it.
No, I like it. Yeah. You're an actor, young. You're just showing your dick everywhere. Do what you want. Wear pearls.
Agree.
Oof.
Agree. Aren't you glad I made you watch Saltburn now since you saw the dick scene? You wouldn't be able to talk about anything.
It's fine. My life has not changed either way from watching it.
All right, let's move on.
I do know one thing is that there are several people that Mary Payne was one of them saying, oh, I'm definitely not watching this movie now. I won't have good reactions.
I think it is a very divisive film. I don't know if there's a lot of people who said, it was okay. I feel like there's a lot of people who really liked the film and people who said, nope, it's not for me.
I was kind of more, our Pilates teacher and I talked about it. He was like, it was okay. And I said, that's how I felt about it. Like, not revolutionary.
I loved it.
But I enjoyed it. Okay. That's been your Golden Globe.
Gaze.
There you
go. Golden Globe.
G. Boom, 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 boom. God, it feels like we're in a cave in here. It's so cold.
Let's talk about Chantel's Golden Globes.
Oh, boy. Boy.
Because they're out.
And she deserves it. She deserves to be free and let loose.
The next morning, this is after her...
After she made out with Bike
this
Man.
This must have been a hangover.
Oh, yeah.
The next morning, she's like, part of me is worried that am I moving too fast? It's not that you're moving too fast. It's that you're not getting in your slut phase.
Well, she can't... She says that she's being free and having fun in Greece, but then we see at the end of this episode, she's like, maybe this will mean something more. No. And that is your friend's job, to pull you out and say, this means nothing.
I think the problem is she's on the single life, but the premise of the single life is to find the... It's too intertwined with the premise of 90 Day Fiancé.
A little,
of
yeah.
Finding your dream person.
Agreed.
And why can't it be... Like, I think one of the problems I have with this show is it implies that being single isn't complete.
Yeah.
And
tell y'all that right now, it is.
So I think that's
even with Adolfo in my rear view mirror, it's still complete. By the way,
yuck, I don't know what that
you
means.
You shady motherfuckers that just comment 9 with a rose now.
I love it.
All on my socials.
So George, the tour guide, who is built like a brick shithouse,
he looks like what's Drax from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Is that his name, Drax? It is, yeah.
I don't know that actor's name.
Shut up. I'm trying to come up with it. Bautista.
There it is. Ooh.
The thing is, I can't come up with it because you're shouting inanities over me.
Also, I want to say his last name wrong, but the piano player, John Bautista.
Bautista.
Ooh. God, he looked good.
He was drunker than a Cooter Brown, too.
He was so funny.
Him and Andre Day, too.
they were funny, but they went on too long, too.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed it, and he looked good there, and he was funny, made me laugh, and you know he's got a big dick.
Have you seen American Symphony? It's the movie they have here. Why am I
no.
talking?
No, they had a movie? You?
Yeah.
American Symphony? Yeah. I've never heard
it's
of it.
It's great. It's about him and his wife and
Is
her health
Is it a documentary?
Troubles. Yes.
Oh, I would love
it's
that.
It's great. It's fantastic. It's really good.
He's...
I've been
talented.
Such a fan of his for so long.
Yeah, he's a pretty talented guy. He's
glad you.
Real
I'm,
hot.
I'm glad you could only use him as a sex object, though.
Yeah. Sit down. Sit down and go sit on a fire hydrant, you slut.
But they were wasted.
They were wasted. If they were funny.
So y'all,
Kaylee and Mooney, they're like Kaylee's like you're on a healing journey.
No, you're not.
Well, I think it's healing to dust the cobwebs. She just needs to get her apple clocked because it's been like a year.
What? Her apple clocked?
I messed up. Her clock rocked, and I meant to say apple jacked.
Okay.
Sing a song for me, Applejack, Applejack. You know that Dolly song?
No.
Oh.
Is that a hit?
It's a Dolly. Yes! Yes!
I always ask, was that a single?
Sorry, I gotta move.
Sing a song for me.
Sing a song for me, Applejack, Applejack. Sing a song for me, Applejack.
Can you look and see if that was a single?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Siri, pull up that song by Dolly Parton called Applejack.
So it's called Applejack.
I think so.
Because if I never had any Dolly albums. I didn't. I heard the radio singles.
Oh. The radio singles. Yeah. Dolly.
I'm gonna keep going Apple while you're looking at that. So
TV when, Jack. I mean, it was I don't know the history of the song.
I just need to know what it charted.
I don't know. It was in 1977.
So you're reaching a lot of people with this.
Hey. It's her singing it with Linda Ronstadt and Emmy Lou Harris. I think that's a hit.
What about the Billboard standings?
She's singing it live with Linda Ronstadt and Emmy Lou Harris as an award show. It's a hit. Get in the know.
So the friends are saying things like, I hate these friends. They're useless.
Well.
They're saying, like one friend goes, this is such a vibe.
I don't hate. I think they're trying to be positive and fun. I actually think that's what she needs because she's just a wet dish rag who takes everything too seriously.
What is positive about what the friends are doing?
They're trying to get her to laugh. They're like getting her cucumbers. Like they're talking about like getting dick. They're not trying to. The thing is, they're trying. I actually think the friends are trying to say. Have low expectations and just fuck around. But then Chantel's like, no, this is just like last night with Pedro. And she's the one that's freaking out.
I guess. I think that all they can do is act like cartoons.
Yes.
And I think they need to work harder for Chantel.
The thing is, I don't know if you can work hard enough for Chantel.
That's probably true. So at one point, the guy's like, so now we're going to work. And Chantel goes, really?
Y'all, they're just going to cut to her twerking on an olive.
On an
Boy, look at.
She's like, I don't know. I didn't know we're going to have to work. This is like they did in the 1800s. And I was like, yeah, 1800 BCE. Like, it is an older civilization than you think.
Than you think, girl.
Dumbass.
I think it'd be fun to make olive oil.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
She said 1800s.
Yeah, she doesn't get it. She doesn't go back that far in her head. I don't.
Like, for her, 200 years is as far as she can.
Long time.
Like, we're talking 5,000 years.
Yes.
5,000 BCE.
Yeah, a long time ago. I don't think she gets it.
She's like, this looks like. This statue of Plato looks like it was made in 1920. It's old.
I think history for Chantel starts at the Civil War.
Because she's
from Atlanta, so she's heard about it. That's what I think.
Or maybe the founding of America.
Maybe revolutionary. Maybe that, yeah. Maybe.
But George says, now we're going to go party because we party 24 hours. We go for the party.
We show the females nightclubs and stuff. And I went, so y'all are basically paid fuckboys, right?
Yeah.
That's basically, yeah. Okay.
Chantel
says, I've had my cookies locked away and neglected for a year. Bring on the men.
So, at one
What's
point...
that song from?
Jekyll and Hyde.
One of the Why have you songs. Never sang that in a cabaret
Bring
game?
Kind
of a hat on a hat, really.
It is. Yeah, it's too obvious. We may not pass this way again, so let's waste no more time. Linda Etter.
What's happened to her?
She's still around.
She's
performing.
She is?
Yes.
I've never seen her live.
Don't you say what's happened to her.
No, I would.
She fights for us.
She does?
I don't know. Who else supports her? Middle-aged white ladies?
I don't know. It's just us. I'm going to follow her Instagram.
I'm sure she's pro-LGBT. If she's not, someone find out for me.
I don't think we're going to cancel Linda Eller.
Edder.
I almost said Ellerby.
I know.
Sorry.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, have hope. Keep going, queens.
So then, we meet George, and also then we meet Giannis.
Giannis.
Holy
it's hot.
Shit.
It's got a big old dick.
Big, huge dick.
Now, she's like,
Like, it looks like that serpent from Star Wars. The one where that came out of the crater, you know?
Yeah.
With teeth on it.
I'm aware. So Sean tells says, yeah, he's a football. She's like, not like football, but like football.
Like football. That was funny. Keep talking. I'm just looking up Linda Eder on Instagram.
She keeps... It bothers me that she's talking about finding the love of her life, but she can only talk about the physical aspects. She can only talk about them being a Spartan and their washboard abs.
Yeah. She doesn't care about connection, humanity. She's going to get in the same terrible relationship that she got in last time. Linda Eder, I do not think, is on Instagram.
Wow.
She's living her life on her own terms.
And then, so she's talking to this guy, and she's like, so, have you ever been married? And I wrote down, no, baby, no.
No, don't go here.
Don't go
she
here.
She talks about it like it happened last week.
And then she says, I have, how do you feel about that? Like, they're going to go get engaged at the end of this.
He's going, yeah, I'm fine with it because I'm just going to go down on you and pound you like a flank steak, right?
It's fine with it because I'm not going to know what you look like because I'm hitting it from the back.
I just want to titty fuck those things. I don't care if you were married, engaged,
I'm not even going to recognize you tomorrow.
I don't care.
So at one point, they're dancing or something like that?
No, he takes her to go have a drink.
Oh, they're drinking. And
Chantel says, I see. He's fine with me being divorced. That is so understanding. That's so attractive.
He doesn't care.
He's not understanding. She's going to choose another horrible man for her to be with.
Yeah. Yeah. So, y'all, she gives him her number. Finding new love is scary.
But tonight was a good night.
Tonight's gonna be a good night.
Oh, Chantel. I mean, she almost gets it right. She says what you want to hear.
And then she completely throws it all out the window and becomes desperate for love.
I would know about that.
Yes, she's you. You're her, and you both are sad.
I can't argue with you. But I will say it's good that she at least is having her eat, pray, bang trip with all her squirrel friends. She needs them to help her not get too invested and just have fun.
Yeah, she would be awful at doing this on her own. Take a note, Queen. You really can't go out unsupervised. Otherwise, you're going to have another Adolfo situation.
I know. At least I'm grateful I got to process that whole Vienna thing with my therapist. I don't think Chantel's doing that.
I know she's not doing that. And it's a shame because the therapist could, like, help her focus on the few things that she is getting right. Because, you know, Mama Karen, nasty or not, _ nasty or not... And Seekits are just pointing out all the wrong things she's doing.
Oh, for sure, for sure, for sure. Well, thankfully, my therapist, he's kind of like my hype man, but it's not false confidence. He just reminds me that I've been through a lot of shit and that I'm capable and resilient when I put my mind to it.
Well, mine constantly reminds me that the negative chorus of people around me...
Oh, you mean your mother?
Yeah. My therapist reminds me to listen to my inner voice and not the noise around me.
Sissies, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and it's so convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Y'all, you should celebrate the progress you've already made. Visit BetterHelp.com/realitygaze today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp. HELP.com/realitygaze.
All right, let's talk about Nuttily.
Three!
I'm just going to say this. Nuttily looks batshit crazy with those extensions in the beach. Like the way with the beach and the lighting and her hair, it almost looked like she came up from the sea as like a wild mermaid.
And she was born from the sea foam.
And they just found her there. She looks nutso.
Like a hermit crab swum up and the sea foam and goes, hello, crab, crab.
Where is tree?
Don't play with my heart. Josh.
Josh.
Because it's in my heart. My heart.
Okay, so she FaceTimes Josh. Does Josh... Look, either Josh is the most understanding man in America. I don't think the pussy can be that good. Does he just want to be famous?
Oh, it's both. It's both. I still say this is some type of like Russian. Someone said it's like when Christopher Walken in The Deer Hunter played Russian roulette. He needs the thrill of being alive. That's exactly what this is.
Boy.
It's risky sex, because it's not risky like you're not sure. It's risky that if you're still going to live.
Well, she's talking to him and she's like, and he's like, well, I'm happy you called me back. And she's like, well, you called 7 times, which is what you have to do for her. And he basically says, I want to make sure you're okay. And I promise I'm not going to let you. I'm going to help you find a place to live. It's going to be okay. And Natalie says, fine. All my dreams will crash, but I will accept your apology.
She does say, he's like, I don't want us to fall in the same patterns that when I'm not around and we don't speak, because she's so childish that she won't answer the phone or.
Yeah.
And then at one point, so she's like, I am sorry too. Later on, we are going to look at apartments in Santa fucking Monica.
Just one of the most expensive places to live in Los Angeles. In fact, the fact that this apartment was only $2,100 was a great deal. Because it's a cute, type of place that you and I would live.
It is 600 square feet.
It is. But that's a good deal.
That is like that's a big New York apartment. But for Los Angeles, that's kind of small.
We have a friend. Well, he's not my friend anymore, but who lives in Santa Monica in kind of an apartment like this.
Yeah.
My old business partner. And I think at the time, like 10 years ago, he paid like $1,600. And the fact that now an apartment like that's only $2,100, it's a steal.
Yeah.
Y'all, and there's not a dishwasher. There's no laundry.
No.
There's none of that.
No.
There's not even central heat and air.
There's no heat. They have to have heat.
They probably have like a wall furnace.
There's a wall furnace.
Just her and mother sharing a bedroom.
But there's no air.
And you know that you and I love these type of apartments. Well, you and I both live in apartments like these with wood floors and like the little cute art deco shit and all that. Natalie wants something that is like something in East Hollywood that's over by the Netflix building that's just built up and gross and modern. That's like $4,000 a month for a large one-bedroom apartment.
I think she'd be okay with something like this, but she can't afford this either.
No.
But Josh says, she says to Josh, she's like, I care about you. She's like, he heals me. He's my healing stone. And y'all, then we see a recurrence of Natalie with her tree. And she kisses the tree again for luck, like she hugged the tree before. Tree!
I think that I shall never see a poem as lovely as a tree.
Can I say the biggest problem I have with that is poem is set on one word.
I don't like it either. Note. I think in the choral version it's written as like P-O-apostrophe-M.
Poem.
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 Yeah. Still,
I have problems with it.
I agree with you.
I have notes. Person who wrote that.
Quilter, whoever wrote
it.
Is it
Quilter?
I don't know.
I don't think that's Roger Quilter. He wrote.
No, he earlier than that. He earlier.
So this is $2,150 a month, y'all. And I got to say, that's on the low end.
Yeah.
I was shocked. This is Santa Monica.
Mm-hmm.
And so they got to do a credit check. And she's like, but I have no credits, which is a very common thing for people who come here.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, well, all you need is a guarantor. And she's like, will you be my guarantor, Josh?
She doesn't know what this means.
No.
Josh does.
And
you see the color drained from his face.
Y'all, if there is ever a thing that makes a guy's dick swish inward,
yeah,
it is being asked to be the guarantor of someone.
And Josh is like, he's saying in the moment, he's like, I don't know if we need to have joint everything. I just want to make sure that we're secure. And he says the word secure, and it triggers Nuttley.
What do you mean to feel you don't feel secure?
You need to feel secure. I don't feel secure.
I am in your country all alone with mom.
And you know when Nuttley's not doing well, because she's actually usually, she does it too much, but she's pretty good at blending her makeup. But I'm noticing when her makeup is sharp, mm-hmm. that means that she's on edge. And in the moment, her makeup did not look good.
It's like animals when they change color, when they show different pigments.
Oh, yes,
when like, they're excited.
Yes, it happened on Hometown's back, Ben and Aaron, and it happened last night when they caught a lizard. It changed colors right
Riveting.
On the thing. Oh, it's so good. I'm so glad
wait,
it's back.
Some of the subplots of this show are they catch a lizard?
Well, they were doing demolition and taking off the window shutters, and behind a shutter was a lizard.
And this was a segment?
It was a big segment, another big thing. And I even commented on Erin's post on Instagram, and she responded back, blah, ha, 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 because the guy specifically wanted the television over the fireplace. And the look on her face when he said that, and she said, okay. And she made it work and look like art. But I would have said, I'm sorry, I can't do that for you.
Wow, I'll never get that time back.
Oh, I'm going to go to Laurel this year. I'm excited.
What's that?
Laurel, Mississippi, where they're from. We got a sissy that works on the show. I'm going to try to go in the summer.
You don't want to go to Mississippi
in the
summer.
Well, that's when they're filming. That's when I got to go because I want to see Ben and Aaron.
You know you're not their friend,
hey,
right?
I'm telling myself different things. I'm just doing little trips this year. I'm taking my mother to South Carolina, to Charleston. She's very excited. She already said, is Jake going to plan it all for us? And I just said, sure, even though you're not.
I'll tell you what to go, but I'm not going to go. How about you tell her I'll be there and all of a sudden I'll have a schedule conflict?
Yeah, I'll just get it. It's fine.
I don't want to go to Charleston with some fag and his mother.
Well, because then you'd have to see your mom.
I know I would.
She would know that you're there. She senses when you're in the same state.
She does sense it. Can we move on to Veronica?
Yeah.
Who I think they have just christened her the sex goddess of this show. The movie is, the music's like, na 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 na
na I like this. I like this that she's dating, and I like the combination of her and Tim. It's interesting to me.
That makes it work a lot better than her last season, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Because she didn't really have a lot of foil. And Tim is much easier to take with her.
It is. And I will say, like, their conflict, just because y'all know we were friends with Veronica, and so we'll text a little bit. But, like, the things that happened between her and Jamal and kind of Tim and this, that was all real. That all really happened.
And if you don't know them and your boy Tim, they were together for 7 years.
Yeah, and she was married before.
Yeah.
And
they became best friends.
Yes. Veronica says she's like Cher. She doesn't need a rich husband because she's going to be a rich woman. And then she fucked up the quote,
yeah,
and I can't remember
it.
But good for her. I agree. Although, I do understand what Tim's saying later. I'm like,
I understand, agree with him.
But also Jamal is so hot, and you know that dick is good. God,
yeah,
he's hot.
You,
his eyes, his little sparkly eyes.
Listen. This is not. You can traveling dick is okay, but it needs to be like 2 hours.
What do you mean, 2 hours?
Like
2 hours away from you,
at
or
max.
2 hours you only see them for 2 hours and fuck.
No, at max. I'm saying distance.
So the fact that they're on, I thought you would like that someone's on a completely different coast than you are.
I do like it, but not in a way to make a relationship work.
Oh, to make a relationship work.
Yeah. I don't.
So if she was poodling, you'd be fine with it.
I'd be fine with it. Y'all, this is a long distance relationship between a man who is 27 and a woman who is 36.
So about 10 years. And they're just, I mean.
I'll say this. These are the wrong, it should be flipped.
It's probably not gonna work out, y'all. I hope they just have fun doing it.
Because what she says, to me, there are so many red flags that she brings up about Jamal that I could say, please don't, just stop this now.
Yes, we'll get into that. Okay, so she says they've been having fun.
And they're doing exclusivity.
Yes, and she said, she just starts off, she said, things are going well, and we see that he's in the bed, and so he's at her place. She says, but he's not a great communicator.
Which
and that's the only way that's going
to
work.
Paramount for long distance.
Because they're in the kitchen, and he's talking to her, and she's like, look, you don't text back. And Jamal's like, I'm more of a face-to-face person, which does sound like a D-bag thing to say.
Yeah. It really does.
But when he said it, it was so pretty.
I am
so attracted to him.
Well,
I just want to cuddle with him.
Boy, he would get so much money out of you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he really would. Really would.
That's the thing,
you know,
though.
He's a good kisser, and he holds your head in his hands.
I thought that was douchey, too. I just...
I'm in love with him a little.
I wonder what you're going to say by the end of the season.
9.
Exactly.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
Y'all, Jamal's going back to San Diego, and she's going to a singles kind of event with Tim.
Tim.
And I liked it when she says, Tim, he's not really happy. I feel like if he's with someone, that we'll be a lot happier.
Yes. Because he broke up with his girlfriend, and they're driving down the highway,
and they're going to a singles event.
Don't turn back unless you're gonna meet a Colombian woman.
Ay, Dios mío! That's good. Ow, that kind of clicked. That kind of clipped.
Y'all, because if I have a pattern of the men I like, Tim has a pattern with the women he likes, y'all.
He sure does.
He says, it's been a long time since I've been dating. Jamal's fine that she's going to the single event. And Tim says, he talks about Jamal. And he's like, he's talking to Veronica. And he's like, I was shocked at first because he lives at home. He doesn't have a job. And Veronica's like, but he's not asking me to take care of him.
Well,
so that's true.
Well, what it is... And she came back with him and says, you've dated girls who are 21 and lives at home. He's like, but I'm going to take care of them. I will tell them that. Which is fair.
But Tim says, I'm trying to get where you are. He said, I feel unwanted because I'm old. I don't drink. I don't dance. And he's not
What do you do, goody two shoes?
He's an introvert. He's an introvert. He's not sociable. He does have pretty eyes.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
I've not been a fan of his on the most recent tell-all experience.
See, I didn't mind him on the tell-all.
Oh, I couldn't stand it. I thought he was really going in on the women, and it was bad.
Mm.
Yeah. And I'd never really seen him act that way before. And I don't know if maybe the camera sanitized him.
I just agreed with what he said, mainly. But I get it.
But...
Well, so he
beats Louisa. And like,
well, he meets first a woman named Rhonda. And Tim,
what's your skincare routine?
Tim, I'm gonna tell you. I know you're very comfortable with your sexuality. If you want a woman to think you're straight,
that's not your opening gambit.
Don't ask her about her skincare routine, because
what's your skincare routine?
Most straight men don't care. Or no,
that's true. They
should.
But
good for you, Tim. And Rhonda's like, I don't even have one.
I'm shocked at a woman, and she was older than her 20s.
She should have had a routine. That bothered me. You guys, if you're over the age of, I'm going to be generous and say 30, and you don't have a skincare routine, it's time to wake the fuck up.
I agree.
Take care of your, and just take care. You don't have to be expensive.
Get yourself a moisturizer.
Get you some La Roche-Posay from CVS. They have great shit. Some Neutrogena
Hydro-Posay.
Oh, yes. But y'all, it's,
which sounds like La Roche-Posay.
Yeah, it's okay. Take care of yourself. Just a little bit.
I agree. So
I made Poodle do that.
We do meet Louisa, and they've talked before via social media, but they've never been in person. No, and yeah. Veronica's like, leave it to you to find the only Colombian girl in a room full of Southern ladies.
Yes, because that is his M.A. And y'all can remember, M.O., because remember he was with Yennefer.
Yes.
Who was with Jesse. Jesse's not with her. Now Jesse's with some other woman, and they're going to have a baby.
Maybe shave the baby's head and find 666 on its skull.
Oh, thank God Darcy got married before.
I know.
If she would have seen that post, she would have been like, she would have froze.
To me, it still feels like an influencer.
Yeah.
Like, I'm still thinking that the pregnancy bump was fake.
Or he hired the woman to get pregnant with his baby.
Yeah. Yes.
So, Louisa's like, I don't know what I'm doing here. And he's like, I don't know what you're doing here. Because she is gorgeous, y'all. She is stunning.
And for the last 15 years, it's been, he said nothing but he's dated Latina women or Latin women. And she's like, I love wine. Watching movies and poodling is what I heard.
Yeah.
Cuddling.
She said coodling.
Yes. But I heard her say poodling.
Well, that is a noun and a verb now.
It is a verb.
It is. I've decided in 2024.
Yeah. You got to be careful to poodle internationally though.
Careful when you poodle, because here's the deal about poodling. Poodle doesn't tell you all the rules. you make out with the four.
No one told me.
Yeah, well,
no
you know
one
what?
Told me.
But that's
I learned to myself. No, you poodled internationally irresponsibly. That was your problem.
Well,
you thought you could
set me up for success.
You thought you could go out your first time and poodle internationally.
Well, you could have. You could.
The hubris on you.
You didn't even give me a recommendation for a gay club in Vienna.
They got to be more than a five. They got to be a five and above. And you got to look around that. I told you, you got to look around that place and case it. Never go lower than a five.
I went and sat at the bar, and that's all. I didn't walk around once. I didn't know I was supposed to go around and case it.
Oh,
you didn't tell me that either.
Every time you walk into a gay bar, you case that place. I've looked at every face in the gay bar. You got to know what you're going to work with. I cannot believe you didn't case the place.
You're a bad teacher. You're a wonderful voice teacher. You are bad poodle teacher.
We're going to go to a gay bar, and I'm going to teach you. Christina, we're going to film it. I'm going to teach you to poodle the right way.
What do they say in the Philippines that she...
Bacala! Bacala! Those of you who know Tagalog, you just went, oh my God, Christina taught me that word. Bacala! I'm probably destroying the word.
But maybe when we go out, maybe if we do, because I hope we go to Tampa again, and they had fun gay bars, and we'll fly Christina out to that show again, and maybe we'll go out.
And I will actually really try to pay attention to you, instead of all the other boys.
You'll make out with somebody again like you did last time.
I do normally leave you immediately when I walk in. And I'm just like, I'm like the Flash.
You do. You do.
And you see glimpses of me throughout the night.
It's true. So Tim is like, Louisa's way out of my league. But he says, hey, do you want to do something together? And she says, yeah. So they're going to go.
They're
going
to go
pause
out.
But she says, yeah. But she does say his eyes are pretty. So That's about it. We'll see. That's the show. We don't need to talk about anything else horribly sad at all, do we, Poodle? Oh.
maybe she is running late, or maybe her car ran out of gas, or aliens took her. That creepy laugh is just getting under my skin.
Oh, it doesn't. But I feel so sorry for him. I'm like that waitress. I feel like I wanted to sit down and be on the date with him. Poor Tyree, y'all. This Tiffany woman, somebody better have died or she better been in a car wreck, because she's a piece of shit for ghosting him.
Let me say something. The day of, if you're going to meet someone for a date, there should be a text a couple hours ahead of time. See you later tonight.
Oh, really? That's new to me as well.
Yeah.
Well, I've never done that yet.
Especially a couple days have passed.
So if you set plans on a Monday to go out on a Saturday night.
Yes.
Like on Saturday afternoon,
yes.
You would text. Okay.
Yes.
I didn't know. I would just show up and wait.
I bet you've been set up a lot.
I actually don't think I ever have.
It happened one time to me.
I haven't dated a lot, though. I think I've been stood up. Maybe. I think one time, maybe, actually.
Yeah.
But I wasn't like, I wasn't butthurt.
But you know
I
what?
Was. But I wasn't upset. For me, I was kind of like, oh, thanks. Because
yeah.
That's a really terrible
stood
person.
Up, I wasn't stood up at a bar. I was stood up outside of a guy's house.
Oh.
And I couldn't contact
well,
him.
Well, his husband showed up. There's
your
answer.
That's what happened.
There's your answer.
It was sketchy as fuck, though.
Oh, God.
No, I've never been set up at a restaurant. What a loser.
This one, where was it? I can picture it.
So, y'all, Tyree shows up at a restaurant called the Vine Bar or Bar Vine or
Bar
Restaurant Vine.
Vine.
Anyway.
He looks nice, and he brought flowers.
He brought
and
flowers
about it,
and
I would date Tyree.
No,
sorry
you
for him.
No, you wouldn't. Don't listen. Don't ever pity date anyone because you're doing them a disservice. Excuse me, I just burped.
That's true.
So y'all, the waitress comes over, and y'all, the waitress already is overcome like a bad perfume by Tyree's. Like, incredible sadness.
I know. I'm that waitress. She's in a state. He's 30 minutes late. She's like,
do you want to try some wine? Anything to get you to, like, to pass out soon because I'm watching an animal being tortured.
Poor
here.
Vanessa. And she said, he seemed excited, and I was praying that someone would walk through the store. I feel so bad.
I wrote down how I bet you when they took that menu out of Tyree's hands, as he sweatily fingered it. For 30 minutes, I believe it was actually moist by the end.
Probably. And he said, well, Tyree tries to call her, and it goes immediately to voicemail.
Either this is fraudacity, or we never need to see her again, because I think it's hard to come back after this.
What a piece of shit.
And y'all, then he said, this reminds me of when I got stood up in Barbados when Carmela didn't show up. Who wasn't real, who was a man.
Real. Who was a man, baby.
And then he goes,
Oh my God, your neighbor is vacuuming again. Y'all, this is the third time she is vacuuming her apartment in the last 2.5 hours.
It's insane.
This bitch is crazy.
Yeah, she is.
She needs to be medicated.
Yeah. Needs to be carted away.
Y'all, witch sissies, poodles even lighting candles. We got to do some spells. Move. Our name starts with a D. That's all I'm going to say. Move Miss D out of the poodles building. Please. It's the wrong D for poodle.
It is. That's the truth.
That's the show.
Wow.
You know what? It's still not as sad as Tyree, though.
No.
All right, everybody. That's a show. Single. This is going to be a ride. We still have next week. We're going to see Sparkles.
That's true.
With that cute little baby. That's Patrick looks so cute holding that baby. It made me miss baby. Patrick and Thais.
I don't miss them at all.
I do. It'd be fun to see them. Oh, sorry. I dropped my iPad. Anyway, y'all.
No one cares.
That's the show. We'll see you. See you next week. Until then, go to Reality Gaze Podcast on our Instagram to vote for Timey 2. We will decide a name if Poodle likes it. Although there's some pretty good ones on there already.
There
I think
are.
I choose one.
I have my choice, and it is my invention.
Yes. The winner will get a shout out on the show.
Yes.
That's it.
I think we'll also shout out a couple others.
Yeah. We'll shout out a couple
but,
others.
But the winner will be, we will laud the winner.
Yes. Maybe we'll do like an Instagram call and tell them.
No, we won't.
We won't.
That's weird.
That's weird. Sometimes I get too personal.
Yeah, no shit.
We call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places?
Yes. And if you have ever made olive oil like they did back in the 1800s.
Did they twerk then in the 1800s?
Yeah. To appease the wrath of Zeus.
Hey, go Zeus, go Zeus. Go Bacchus! Go Bacchus!
Even the Greek god Zeus was like, can I just throw a lightning bolt down and end this? This is sad.
If you make all of that way, olive oil that way, you know what you can do?
Call us.